Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
2000 Lamborghini fast lane, yeah. In the fast lane, in the fast lane. Going too fast in the fast lane.
Welcome to another brand new episode of the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com today. Check out their great line of outdoor sports apparel. Whether you're a fisherman or a hunter or you just want some great outdoor apparel, go to hardcorefishinggame.com today. Tonight's episode, we have NASCAR. They were roaming around the Irish hills of Michigan. Shocker, shocker, update, alert, it rained in Michigan. So that race was postponed to today. They ran it. We will talk about that. We'll find out I have not yet done the Fantasy League points, but we'll talk about the NASCAR race in Michigan. Plus, we've got World of Outlaws. We've got short track, small town short track racing. In fact, one of our good friends, will talk about him. He got a win over the weekend as well. All of that, plus this weekend's custom swag sublimation penalty box pick from Christina. We'll find out who she picked. Did she go with her own, or did she pick one of our listeners' picks? I guess you'll have to stick around and find out who she is throwing in this week's penalty box. That is brought to you by Custom Swag Sublimation. All of that coming up right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Let's go! Show, of course, presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Talking Dirty is brought to you every week by our great friends over there at Racer Chasin Apparel. Be sure to check out racerchasinapparel.com today as well. Check out the great line of racetrack apparel over there. The Barbasol Shea phone line will be open all episode tonight, 657-383-1903. That is the Barbasol Shave phone number to call if you want to join the show and be a part of tonight's show. Let's start getting down and dirty. Welcome my co-host, Miss Christina. Welcome to the show, Miss Christina. It's another Monday night of crazy, wild weekend of sports. We had everything. Rain at racetracks, fights at baseball games. Holy crap, what happened?
I think everybody is supposed to be a part of the penalty box.
It sounds like it. It sounds like
Oh, man. I don't know what happened to the NASCAR race today. I had to work. You know, normal people work at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So Pete is going to have to tell you everything you need to know about NASCAR racing this weekend, because Mother Nature's a royal bitch and decided she didn't want us to watch yesterday. But yeah, so that happened. Dirt racing's still a clusterfuck. I don't know what to tell you. We still have drivers without. I don't know. I have no idea. Well, in baseball fighting, that's just lovely. I mean, I watched it, but I don't even know you can consider that a fight.
Wow.
The only sport.
I mean,
the only sport that knows how to fight is hockey players. I'm sorry, and they get paid a lot less than these little boys that, you know, swing a bat and try to, you know, hit a ball. I'm just saying, hockey players, leave it to them. Baseball players, just try to hit the ball. Oh yeah, I don't understand. We'll get to that. There's a lot. We may have one of our own in the penalty box this week. I mean, just an amazing week. We had a crazy racing at Indy with Indy in Nashville. That was a blast to watch. That was probably the best racing I watched all weekend. And if anybody is interested, the Florida Panthers play at home on my actual birthday. I am going. I'm getting club seats. So we can make it a party. Just saying. It's Black Friday, so, and it's an 8 o'clock game. It's one of the first games they ever play on my birthday. So it's time to splurge. I think I'm getting close to my midlife crisis. So, I mean, I'm buying a whole suite. No, I'm not buying the entire suite. Don't get that excited, folks. I'm buying a couple seats. So for some friends. Yeah. Miles hockey tickets, folks, they're on sale. They finally went on sale. Hockey's literally a month away. I'm so ready. So bored without the NHL. It's bad when you think that the most entertainment a baseball game can give you is that half-ass black fight. I don't even know what the hell that is. But yeah, but other NASCAR news. There's an Australian coming back.
All right, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's stick
I'm
with the
I'm just saying
dirt
there's
race
a lot
right
going
now.
On.
There is a lot
there's
going on.
There's a lot going on.
There
I
is.
Mean,
let's start, though, with the dirt. Let's start in
well,
the
what
world. What?
There's so much with the dirt. I don't even know who the hell is racing for who anymore.
Well, let's start with who we know and what we know, and that's the late models. And they wrapped up their little thing that they had going on there at Cedar Lake Speedway in Wisconsin. They had a nice little three-day weekend up there. But Mr. Bobby Pierce is on fire right now, winning three of the last four and winning two
yep.
at Cedar Lake. He got a win at Boone Speedway, and then they went to Cedar Lake Speedway in Wisconsin for the USA Nationals. And Bobby Pierce got two of those wins with Chris Madden in the middle. And with those wins, I mean, those are the top two drivers in the World of Outlaw late model, Case Construction late model point series right now, Christina. But with those three out of the four wins, that gives Mr. Bobby Pierce 8 on the season and a huge 108-point gap over Chris Madden now. Christina, Bobby Pierce, that car is on rails, and it is fast.
That's because it's Bobby Pierce. I mean, he's the magic in a late model. I don't
well,
know if I can call him. That's just what I'm going to call him because that's just what it is. And he did what he had to do. Getting those wins makes his points lead even bigger.
And now they will be taking the World of Outlaws will be taking a few weeks off. They come back Thursday,
yeah.
August 24th for a three-day show at Davenport Speedway. But the late models as a whole are not taking too much time off because I believe,
no.
correct me if I'm wrong, the Lucas Oil have a big weekend coming up.
Lucas Oil has a big weekend coming up every weekend. What is wrong with you? How many times
well,
I got to tell you this?
They got the North South
you know,
100
you know what
this
I'm doing?
Weekend.
You know what I'm doing to you now?
No, you're not.
Me and Bryce are going to have a conversation.
No, you're not. At all.
Oh,
not
we are
at
like
all.
BFFs. Stop
oh,
it.
No, I
me,
don't think.
Bryce is my new best friend.
Well, I'll tell you what. Then your new best friend can move in with you, and you can support him.
Bring him down. I've already told you this. You just
time for a race car. Listen here. Time for a race car.
This is gonna backfire so bad in your face every time you tell me this. I'm gonna tell you to bring him here. I've told you this 100 times. But yes, so the late models will go. Well, Lucas Oil late models are gonna go to Florence for the North South 100 this weekend, and then the following weekend.
41st annual.
So. 3 days of racing. Bryce, come on, buddy. Let's go. I'll take care of you for a little while. It's okay. Mama's got you. And then after that, they're going to go to Batesville for the Comp Cams Topless 100. That just sounds like a...
Sounds like a good weekend right there.
That's... Fucking dirty. That is about as dirty as it gets. Topless 100.
And that's the 31st annual. So just to give you an idea.
For 34 years, y'all. We're doing it. Getting it done.
I mean,
so,
just to give you people an idea of how long this stuff has been going on. You know, seriously, like, I mean, late model racing, 41st annual North South 100.
Bryce want to go to that one?
I mean, I guess that's only 100? The 80s, huh? Yeah, yeah.
I'm
he'd
just
sign
asking.
Up for that one. He'd sign up for that one.
All right. I think we've got quite a bit of a drive to get there. The same. Oh, that's a bit of a drive. That's in Arkansas. We might want to leave here soon.
Yeah.
But I'm just for you for the folks at home that don't know, I tease Bryce's Pete's youngest. I can't believe he's that old already. And
right?
I, you know, he's been alive as long as we've been friends.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Just
weird.
Yeah. Yep. But, and I tease because I told Bryce it was time for him to get a race car now. And I told him I was going to get him a late model. So, I mean, well, I told him you should get him a late model.
Right.
I said you should get him a late model. I mean,
I'm the one that has to fund this thing.
Hello. I'll be crew chief. You got to pay for it. That's how it works.
Okay.
You think Bryce would take a female crew chief?
I think.
I have Bryce's future all planned out.
Clearly.
Yeah, he's going to be a race car driver. Come on now. Got him.
Oh, boy. Well.
I'm just saying. Bryce is a late model. Come on. You know you want to.
He's got some stiff competition there with Bobby Pierce and Chris Madden and Brandon Shepherd and Brandon
Overton.
They all
have about 20 years of experience over Bryce, too.
And
so,
about,
I mean.
And a couple $1 million, too. So,
the only one that has a couple $1 million is Big Sexy. That's it. Bryce can handle it. Where is Bryce, anyway? He should
probably
be on here.
He's probably in his room playing his video games.
I'm going to have to text him.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to. I need to figure out a way to get a hold of him. I know what
speaking,
to do. Go ahead,
speaking of...
You just hate that I have this... You love it. You know it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just doing something. You're fine.
Yeah,
stop
no,
it.
Go ahead. Let's talk about the points here.
Which point series do you want to talk about? The Lucas Oils or
no.
The World of Outlaws?
No, the Lucas Oil points are just completely out of hand. So there's not even anything
to
talk about.
Well, I mean, it's always out of hand. That Ricky Thornton's got like a 4,000-point lead. No, I lied. He's only got about a 300-point lead. Sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah,
I'm busy.
Quit messaging my son. He's got a 320-point lead over Hudson O'Neill, Jonathan Davenport, and the man, the myth, the sexy Brandon Overton is in fourth.
So bad that I messaged your son.
I didn't even message him.
You can see it.
Tim McCready is
I'm not that
fifth.
Big of a creeper.
Oh, man. In the World of Outlaws, the series points in the World of Outlaws, we have...
It's a bit closer.
It
Bobby
is.
Bobby Pierce is still leading.
It's a little bit closer than the Lucas. Chris Madden is 108 points out. Brandon Shepherd is third. It's crazy because, like, the last 6 years that we've talked about the World of Outlaws, usually it's Brandon Shepherd who has, like, a 300-point lead and just has already pretty much won the World of Outlaw points championship. But these last couple of years, he is he took last season. Oh, Christian, what did he even do last year? Like, he started with the Outlaws. Brandon Shepherd. Then halfway through, he said, oh, I'm going to race for Lucas Oil. And now this year, he's back with the World of Outlaws.
He did all of Lucas Oil last year. He did one full year with Lucas Oil, but obviously he couldn't. Jeremy, Jeremy is so screwed now. Jeremy just dug his own grave. I hope he realizes that. No, he did all of Lucas Oil last year. Check your group message.
I see it.
Yeah. He did Lucas Oil one full year, but then he went back because he couldn't win in Lucas Oil. That's why he came back. He's in a little pansy. He couldn't take it. So he came back to the World of Outlaws. You have your son ignoring me intentionally? I will find out, Pete.
What? Who? Do what?
Uh-huh. I will find out. I'm gonna message him right now to see if he's ignoring me because of you. He'll tell me the truth. He always does. Don't be mad.
Anyway.
I'm trying to get him a race car, for the love of God, so he could be like, don't you want him to be like Bobby Pierce?
Yeah.
Winning all that money.
Winning all that money.
So we got to get him a late model.
The money is...
I know.
...in the sprint car series.
There's a lot of money in all these series. Well,
yeah,
if you want,
is.
We'll get them. I mean, I went with the safer of the two race cars, okay?
If we're going big, we're going sprint car racing.
Anyway,
Ryan Gustin is fourth. Brian Shirley's fifth. Nick Hoffman is sixth. Tanner English, seventh. Kyle Bronson, eighth. Kyle Bronson was one of the rookies last year, I believe, last year or the year before. He had a pretty good year last year. He's in eighth. Dennis Erb, ninth. And Shane Clanton from Georgia rounds out the top 10 for your World of Outlaws series points standings. Of those top 10 drivers, Shane Clanton, Tanner English, and your third place, Brandon Shepherd, winless so far, 26 races in. Christina, again, world of difference. Night and day from what we've talked about the last few years to this year, we are in August and Brandon Shepherd has yet to find the top of the podium in the World of Outlaws and get into victory lane.
I mean, this is what it is. These guys are a lot more linked together this year. Well, thank God, because I was getting a little boring, you know. This is what happens when certain people leave the show and then come back. But, I mean, I like it. This is what it's all about. They're going to have some great racing coming out. I can't wait to see who pisses who off here soon. We haven't seen a good Bobby Pierce fight in a little while. That could be because I think Esha's still suspended from the World of Outlaws. I mean, That could be it. I guess I shouldn't, like, poke the bear, so to speak, there either, but I like it. I want more of the young guys up front, though. I'm tired of the old men up here. Well, Bobby Pierce isn't old. Bobby Pierce is the youngest one of them all. But it's just, we'll see.
We will see. And speaking of old, we'll switch gears to the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series. Because those points, Christina, we were just saying it. Say it every week.
Did somebody blow up?
You can't just sit back and put it on cruise control because in a matter of a week since our last show, we have something that has happened in the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Series. And the point
shit buckled like a bird.
We're talking about a 40-point swing here in just a week, and that's only a few races. And
literally two. I'm pretty sure there was, three.
Yeah.
Weedsport, I think. Weedsport,
no.
And then we went to Federated Auto Parts. Or did Weedsport happen while we were on?
Yeah. We talked about that last Monday.
Auto Parts happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Ironman happened. So two races happen, and we have a new points leader, and that would be Brad Sweet. He gained enough points to where he put a 14-point gap even on David Gravel. So your points leader now is Brad Sweet, 14 points over David Gravel. Third is Carson Macedo, and also fourth is still Logan Schuhart, but we have another person who has slipped two spots in the points, and that is Sheldon Houdenshield. He has dropped from fifth to seventh and has now missed two races. He has pretty much, I would say, taken himself out of contention now for championship. Point, I would say now he's just racing for wins, but, anything is possible. It is only August, but there's really only about 3 months of racing to go. And that's really not a whole lot. It's enough, but it's not enough to make up 362 points. So Sheldon now back to seventh, but Christina, Logan Schuhart battling Kyle Larson at...
He had probably the best weekend he could have, minus getting a win.
Yeah.
In all honesty. For himself.
But that race was crazy.
The only thing Kyle Larson's good at this last couple weeks.
Logan Schuhart didn't have a very good first night. What'd you say?
He didn't.
I was looking at results.
Oh, so first night Logan was hard charger, which that's good. That's a positive side. But what I said, you didn't hear me, which I wish you would have heard me, was that I said that's the only thing Kyle Larson's been good at the last couple weeks.
Oh, stop it. Okay.
But I can't. I'm so good at it, and you know it.
boy, James McFadden did not have a good first or second night. He led a lap.
Oh no, he had a rough ass night.
he completed three laps, led one, and then got a DNF and finished 23rd. But I don't know if anybody saw it, but those last couple laps there, Logan Schuhart and Kyle Larson battling back and forth, that was awesome to see. I was pulling for Logan to get the win, just because it's a World of Outlaw race. Logan's battling for points and wins. I would have liked to have seen Logan Schuhart get that win, but that still was a hell of a battle between those two.
Mm-hmm. They're good at what they do. That's the thing. So man, I love seeing him battle and where it's at, and that's exactly what they needed to do, and they did it. So they need to keep doing it. That's the thing. For Logan, they need to keep doing what they are doing because they're moving in the right direction. The only, you know, they just need more wins, and that's the only thing that's stopping them is not having more wins right now. And we're going up to the biggest race, one of the biggest races of the weekends of the year, which is Knoxville. So him having the positive momentum going to Knoxville is probably some of the best medicine this team could have right now. And then you've got David Gravel, who is on a little bit of a little downward crazy cuckoo bird spiral, which I told everybody that this, it takes one bad weekend.
It does.
To screw your whole system up. And that's exactly what happened to David Gravel. He ended up losing the points lead night one of Federated Auto Parts Raceway at I-55. He lost the points lead at night one. He did not help himself at all night two. He didn't, you know, you need to cap. Brad Sweet cannot podium. He had two podiums.
He did.
That's the problem. You can't have that situational, you can't have that happen. You have to, I don't know. You got to figure it out. That's the whole thing. And these folks don't understand, I think our fans understand, but for new listeners or, you know, somebody just getting into it, you got to realize that's what's happening is, you know, these can't have a bad weekend. And that's exactly what he had, which was a terribly bad weekend. And it screwed everything up.
Yeah. Yep. I mean,
so he's got to go to Knoxville and pull out an impossible situation to regain the points lead. And that's four nights, right? We have four nights at Knoxville.
Yes.
He better find the podium all four nights. Starting
tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday.
No, Wednesday. Wednesday.
Yeah,
He's going to have to find a way. He can't have a bad night, period.
You look at Brad Sweet, like you said, two podiums. He had two third-place finishes both nights of the Ironman. And David Gravel had two top tens, but they were an eighth and a ninth. So that's where Brad Sweet made up almost 30 points between those two races, because he finished both nights 144 points each night, where David Gravel only had 134 and 132. So, you know, you lose those 22 points right there. And when you only have about a 12-point lead, that right there in two races, you lose 20 points, you lose the lead. So, we talked about it. You can't lay back and put her on cruise control. Not in August, not July, August, when you've got these big weekend races where you have 3-4 day events, you're at the same track for 3 or 4 days, and they're big events where you have the All-Stars not running, and you've got your hometown sprint car driver showing up to race because the Outlaws are in town. The All-Stars are off, so those drivers are in town. So you've got 60 or 70 guys showing up that, you know, on a normal Outlaw night, you might only have 30, maybe 40. So some of these Outlaw guys, it's not too hard to make the A main. Now you get these big races like Knoxville where you've got 70 or 80 drivers across the country showing up, and now you've got E mains and D mains and C mains and B mains.
Oh, we're going to go through the alphabet soup all but.
Yeah, before you can even get to the A main, and now, you know, you get caught in a bad qualifying, and then you get caught in a D main with Joe Schmo from Missouri, who loses a tire right in front of you and wrecks and demolishes your car. And now you find yourself not in the A main or even starting the rest of the weekend or something. And one thing like that, and the next thing you know, you're in third place, looking back at 60 points to the to the lead. So
we talk about it every year. Ouch. Damn, I just hit my desk. That's exactly what happened to Sheldon. And one bad weekend, and look, he's outside the top five. There's no shot of a championship at this point. I mean, right. You want to be clearly within, I don't know. I don't even know. We might have to get down to the nitty-gritty and be about the top four might have a shot at it, if even that. It's a lot. It's crazy. It's not normal. And it's just like everybody keeps saying, Knoxville's a beast. I would be terrified if I was Knoxville. If I was going into Knoxville and having zero momentum. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Sweet right now has momentum. Logan Schuhart right now has momentum. Don't count out the old man, though, okay?
No, I would never count out Donnie Schatz. Oh, you mean David Gravel.
Well, Donnie Schatz is very good at Knoxville, but
yes.
It is part of it. But David Gravel, I wouldn't count him out, but he's got to have to get that swagger back, something. Find it, do it, and be it.
And also going in, I mean, you've got Giovanni Scalzi. With momentum, you know, he jumps up to fifth in the points. So he's riding a high and got momentum going into Knoxville where, you know, he's only got 9 top fives on the year. So he's looking for some major points. Below him, you know, guys like the top 3 and 4, they got to start watching because now you're getting guys like Sheldon, Spencer, James McFadden, you've got these guys that are pretty much now they're not points racing. They don't care about second and thirds. They don't care about top threes and top fives now. All they want is wins. Now they're just going for the money. You know, these guys that are pretty much out of the championship running, they're just going to start showing up to these events. With those paychecks and they're just going for the wins, so they're going to do anything and everything they can for a good qualifying, for good heat runs, good runs like that, and then come the main, if they're in it and close to the front, you better watch out because they're just going for the win.
What makes people dangerous.
You've got all these strategies. You know, you've got
Logan. Why Kyle Larson doing what he did should have never happened. These guys battling for this title should have been, like, and I'm not saying wrecking for a win. No, don't do that. We see enough of that in NASCAR. We don't need that in dirt racing. We don't need that kind of shenanigans. But what I'm saying, that's what I mean. These guys need to do what they can. You've got to separate yourself. You got to be outside of the situational awareness. You've got to figure it out, because if you don't figure it out, you're not going to be there and you're not going to have a fighting chance when it comes to world finals, and you're going to look like a freaking, like, it's, you're just going to be sulking and being that little, you know, you're just, it's just going to be bad.
It is. But again, that was great racing between Logan Schuhart and Kyle Larson. And you know what?
Logan did his best.
Logan did his best, and I didn't see any post-race interviews, so I don't know what he said or what he felt or if he was excited or disappointed. But if I was in Logan's shoes, I mean, yeah, you didn't get to win. You're fighting for wins at this point. You're fighting for wins in those points because every position is more points. But at the same time, you just raced toe for toe, wheel for wheel, probably one of the greatest dirt sprint car drivers ever, at least right now in the last few years. And you just
in
went
the modern era, yeah.
Toe for toe with him, corner for corner, and gave him a run. I mean, he didn't get it easy, and you led almost 35 laps. So I mean, Logan had to have felt good after that race, knowing that he gave Kyle Larson everything he had, and he was right there. I mean, he's got 3 wins on the year, so he's no slouch. It's not like Logan Schuchart isn't used to being in the front or getting wins. So I would still say it wasn't a victory. It was decent points, but to be able to run Kyle Larson like that in the corners and make him work for that, because, I mean, he did not have that win till they crossed that till they crossed the star finish line. I mean, because Logan was one little slip right there off of 4, and Logan still had it. So, you know, it wasn't easy for Kyle, but that was a heck of a racing. I enjoyed it. Logan did a fantastic job, and it'll be awesome to see how he does and the rest of these guys, to see how they do here at Knoxville. Again, it is a 4-day event at Knoxville. It all starts Wednesday, runs through Saturday night. You can go to worldofoutlaws.com. You can click on their schedule tab under racing. And then you can go to each event from now to, I mean, the whole rest of the year. The schedule is on there all the way through the World Finals in Concord, North Carolina. But any event you can click on to try and buy tickets, you can get event info. If you have Dirt Vision, you can watch them live from the website there and all that. I don't have Dirt Vision, so I don't know how that works or how well it works. Seems like I hear issues. This isn't the show to talk about that. Anyway, but you can buy. I'm nobody to talk about anybody else's broadcasting, but you can buy tickets to World of Outlaw events right there from their website. I'm sure too, if you're looking to go on vacation this week, maybe you got vacation this week and you want to go somewhere, there you go.
It's so terrible.
Go to Knoxville, go to Minnesota. You got the 45th annual AGCO Jackson Nationals next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the next week, 17th through the 19th there in Minnesota. So it's a big, big NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series races coming up. A bunch of drivers. You've got your top 3 that are racing hard for a points championship. You've got your couple guys there in the middle racing for all the points they can get to catch up to the leaders. You've got guys at the tail end of the points that are just pretty much out there running for wins now. So, and then you've got your local guys. You got your all-star guys. You've got about 7 different strategies coming in to this week at Knoxville. It makes for some great racing, and it's going to be exciting.
It's going to be interesting. There's a lot that could be. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun and interesting to see. So we will definitely be keeping an eye on all that. Of course, with Knoxville this week, there is no All-Star Circuit of Champions. They will all be at Knoxville as well. So.
Oh, everybody's going to be in Knoxville. I wish I was in Knoxville.
Everybody is in Knoxville.
Get screwed. Correct. I wish we were in Knoxville.
Well, you know, one of these years.
Does Bryce
want
to go to Knoxville?
Now that we're all childless, maybe we can plan a vacation without kids.
But what if I want Bryce to come along?
No, he's not. He's grounded. He's not allowed out of his room.
He's 19. Megan not grounded.
He's grounded. Well, if he doesn't want to be grounded, then he can leave. I'm just kidding. I tease him
Stop
all the time.
It. You would not.
I would not.
You would never with him.
Nope.
No.
So what do you say we take a quick break?
I'm ready. Whenever you are.
When we come back, we will switch gears from the dirt to the asphalt racing. We'll talk about one of our good friends of the show. We see him all the time. He comes on the show sporadically throughout the year to talk about his racing. He runs full time at Jennerstown. We'll talk about him. We'll talk about NASCAR. They ran Michigan, took 2 days to run the race. We'll talk about that. We'll chit chat the rest of the show. Plus Christina also stick around because she is going to be throwing somebody into the custom.
There's more than one person.
Swag. Okay. She's going to be throwing multiple people into the custom swag penalty box as well. So you want to stick around for all of that. It's all live right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network and coming to you from the 357 Woodworks Studios. Keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud, and haul and shine with his regular lines, and the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing fight or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hell raiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that vile bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody
There's oil slick on the inside and a wreck along the rail. You better stand on the stroker, cause a bandit's on your tail. It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan.
Oh, well, welcome back to This Is the Fast Lane Sports Show, presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Each and every week, Hardcore Fish and Game is our sponsor of the show. Be sure to check out hardcorefishandgame.com. You can get awesome outdoor gear, whether you're a fisherman and you want to stay cool and protected on the lakes against the sun, wherever you might fish at, you can get that. Also, if you're a hunter and you want to protect yourself against the cold weather and elements while hunting in the winter, they have stuff for that. If you're just a casual outdoor apparel type of person, we're talking boat shoes, hats, umbrellas, beach towels. If you got a vacation going to the beach and you need some new outdoor gear to keep you safe from the sun, the wind, the waves, the sand, whatever it might be, go to hardcorefishandgame.com. Check out their great line of outdoor apparel. Also, let's say you have, let's say you're doing one of these mud runs and you got a team, three, four, five of you, and you want to have the same shirts or clothes or whatever, you can get customized outdoor apparel as well through hardcorefishandgame.com. So go to their website, check that out. Great stuff there. Racer Chase and Apparel. Thanks to the great people at Racer Chase and Apparel for bringing us Talking Dirty each and every week as well. You can check out Amanda's great line of racetrack apparel there. She's got shirts. I believe she's got little kids clothing as well. And then can koozies, things like that. Keychains, stuff like that. Check that out. 357 Woodwork Studios, big shout out to them. 357 Woodworks, they have been our studio partner for the last probably 4 or 5 years, I want to say now. They've been on board with us, so big shout out to Scott over there. Check out 357 Woodworks on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. He's constantly making videos a couple times, once, twice a week, to give you an inside look at the shop, the different wood that he is going out buying. He's got all kinds of, I mean, we're talking like oak, maple, silver maple, all these different types of hardwoods and softwoods and things that he uses to make the butcher blocks, the cutting boards. He's making customized things now where you can get your favorite sports, whether it's college or NFL football teams, you can get a customized helmet out of metal mounted to a beautiful wood background. It's awesome. You can check those out. Plus the American flags that he's doing out of metal, same thing, attached to a beautiful piece of wood background. It looks amazing. Clocks. We've got a clock that he made us in our living room. You can get those customized as well with any type of wood, the finish, the lettering. You can have something put on it. Ours says the Totiches, established 2005. That's when Katie and I got married. So you can get stuff like that, anything really customized, but he has stuff in stock as well. So check out 357 Woodworks on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Also, Custom Swag Sublimation, new sponsor to the show. Thank you to Lonnie over there at Custom Swag for jumping on board. For 27 years now, Christina has been begging for a penalty box sponsor. We finally have one. So big shout out to Lonnie for jumping on board halfway through this year and becoming our penalty box sponsor. You've got Margazzano Designs, Jamie Kelly with Keller Williams Realty, Debbie G Photography. You could check out all of our sponsors and their great companies through our Facebook They're all on there. So check them out, though. Give them likes if they have Facebook pages. Give them likes. Leave a note or a comment. Hey, heard you on the Fast Lane Sports Show. Or, hey, I'm friends with Pete. I'm friends with Christina. Love your products. Love your merchandise, whatever it might be. But let them know that you heard about them from us or on our show or whatnot. It'll make their day. Barbasol. Barbasol is huge. They're our biggest company sponsor. Well, them and Hardcore. A Hardcore Fishing Game is no small business. I mean, they're doing pretty well as well, getting in to sponsorships with different NASCAR teams and stuff as well. So Hardcore Fishing Game, Barbasol, a couple of our big sponsors, and we appreciate all of them from the little ones to the big ones. We appreciate everybody being a partner of the show here. But most importantly, we appreciate you, the listeners. This is who we do it for. We do it for you guys. We love that you guys tune in and listen to us each and every week. We appreciate that. So, Christine, I think I got all the bills paid. I mentioned all of the sponsors. So we can continue the show now and talk about, because we don't do commercial breaks. So, you know, I gotta give all our sponsors shout outs on the show because we appreciate them and the listeners. So, but before we get any further, let me give a big shout out to a big friend of ours, a friend of the show. Since the first time I went to Jennerstown to cover any racing there, I met this guy. We hit it off right away, became big friends. We talk all the time. He comes on the show a couple times. Whenever I'm at Jennerstown, if I don't see him first, he makes it a point. If he sees me, he comes up and sneaks up behind me and makes sure that I know that he's there. And he's a goofball. He's a character. He's awesome to hang out with. Jason Bush is modified driver at Jennerstown, and he got a win this past weekend. He got a feature win at Jennerstown this past Saturday. He's been working his butt off this year. He's had quite a few heat wins throughout the year. He's led a bunch of laps. And every week it seems like he's been in the top three. He's been right there and just making this little slight changes each week. And well, he finally nailed it this past Saturday, and he drove her to victory lane and got the win. So big shout out, big congratulations to our buddy racing Jason Bush, getting the win this past weekend at Jennerstown. So Jason, we applaud you and say congratulations, and big win. There you go. Congrats to Jason.
I was going to say, when were you going to use that?
I was looking for it while I was talking. I couldn't find it, but I found
well,
it.
Well, congrats to him, though. I enjoy it. Son of a biscuits and gravy. God damn it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're in an excessive heat advisory.
That's not good. Of heat and hot, being hot, congrats, Jason. Congrats on your win.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. Let's go for two in a row now because that seems to be the thing to do. Somebody is on a hot streak as well. Speaking of heat advisories, we got one came out in Michigan today. On fire, RFK Racing on fire.
Who would have thought it?
Who?
Pretty sure we talked about this last week. Pretty
who would
sure
have
we
thunk?
All said this. And
I believe
it, a Ford won in Michigan.
Now, see, I should get some kind of decent.
You don't get nothing. No.
Come on, I picked half.
No.
What? pick the winning team.
No.
That's all right.
Late model then.
That's all right. I got more points than the winner anyway. So, Martin Truex, though, 55 points. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. I think he won stage two? Yeah, he won stage. Oh, he won first.
He won
both
one
stages.
And two.
Yeah,
what's
that's
wrong
right.
with you?
That's right. I got to do the points later.
Yeah, you didn't do that. You didn't do that. I clearly saw that wasn't done.
It was do the points or prepare for tonight's show. You don't get both. You get one or the other. Do you want a prepared co-host or do you want points that don't matter?
I mean, am I ever really prepared?
That don't matter.
I just come out swinging to you.
Anymore right now because number one, nobody in our league picked Chris Buescher this week.
Yeah.
So,
ironically, we all picked. Like, we all picked other Fords. Like,
yeah.
We all look dumb.
Yes. I picked me and who else?
I took Logano.
There was a couple of us that did take Kozlowski. I took Craig. Craig and Charlie. Said last week, though, that I was taking Kozlowski. And then Craig.
I feel bad. You know who I feel bad for?
Who?
The person that should have got the win, but her husband.
Ooh, you went
her up.
There. You went there. Ooh,
oh,
I wasn't gonna mention
going
it.
There.
Oh, you went there.
Oh no,
there.
I'm going there.
Ooh, too soon. Too soon.
No,
yes,
not even close to being too soon.
Prayers to Jeremy. Prayers to Jeremy.
And Jeremy needs to no prayers to Jeremy.
Oh. Uh oh.
Tasha, but he gets what he deserves. And why does he keep picking the same person I pick?
He likes you.
Jeremy. Got it. I feel bad for anybody that took a Hendrick car.
Ugh. Don't even, you know what? I don't even want to talk about racing. I don't even want to talk about NASCAR tonight.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness. I think after this year, I think it's going to get revamped or re-evaluated because this whole...
Well, all I got to say is
this whole,
I don't want to talk about suspensions and shit because we're not going down that road.
No, I'm not
about
that.
If we go down that road, I'm going to have a very furious statement to make that I don't want to make.
I'm talking about the whole damaged vehicle policy thing where you spin, you hit the wall, you dent your bumper just because you take it behind the wall. Kyle Busch, 8 laps? Is that what it was? 8 laps or something? 14 laps?
Well, he was a competition caution,
laps.
So I think it was like 14 or 15 laps.
Yeah, he went 14 laps. And same with Chase Elliott.
Why did they have to? Well, screw Chase Elliott. He got what he deserved. But what I want to know is why did they have? Why? I don't get it. I don't see where Kyle Busch's damage was to the point where they had to go to the garage.
It looked like to me. And,
or was there a vent toe leak?
I'm not a professional, but I think when the rear hit the wall and brought the front
did
around.
Did he bend
because,
the toe link?
Yeah, because when he went behind the wall to the garage, he could barely turn right around the curve to get back to his garage. Like, he just stopped it and got out. Like, he couldn't even turn to the right. So something in the front end was broke. But, I mean...
We've had more... I've heard more about toe links and shit and racing more this year than I've ever heard in my entire 30-some years of living.
Well, they said that is one of the weakest links right now on, no
well,
pun intended,
hello.
One of the weakest
hello
links
manufacturers
right now on the car
get your shit together.
Is the toe links. So.
Well, the 42 got justice. I mean, got what they deserve. I guess I should say that. But I digress.
Wow.
Let's not talk about it.
No, let's not talk
care.
About
it.
It
was
because
it was and no, let's not because I don't have the patience for that today. And no, that's not even going to be a statement in the penalty box. I will tell you all that now. because I'm not, no, because if I go there, we're going to need another 2 hours to go there. But, yo, can I just let you know that during that one rain delay, I thought we were going to see Corey LaJoy versus Ryan Blaney and Sophisticuff. I don't think what Corey LaJoy did was that bad. I really don't think Corey did anything wrong. I just think Ryan Blaney is so pissed off at shit building for the last 4 years because, I mean, he's let people push him around, but that's what it is.
Well, not
but I don't
that,
think Corey LaJoy did anything wrong. I'm
I don't
say.
Even
and
know.
Congrats to Corey.
I don't even know what he did. I don't even remember seeing what happened.
That's the thing. Tell me, yeah, that's the problem. All he did was move up a race lane and crowd Blaney. He didn't wreck him. They didn't even freaking touch, for the love of God. Blaney had more contact with Kyle Busch, well, which was actual contact. LaJoy never touched him at all.
No.
That was early in the race. And, well, you know, people just like to have little panties in a bunch.
Well, yeah.
The same, Ryan Blaney, if you get another win, you'll be fine. You're already in the playoffs. Quit crying the blues. Jesus.
Oh, he doesn't need another win. He's fine.
I'm just saying. And Corey LaJoy still has zero DNF. How's this possible?
We have three races to go.
And there's only 3 points separating our being in and being out.
So what do we got?
Amazing.
We have Indy, we have Watkins Glen, and then we have Daytona. Those are the last
three races. Bye-bye, Ty Gibbs.
Those are the last three races of the regular season. So we have three races, and we have four spots left. So somebody's going to get in on points. Kevin Harvick is looking.
Or Brad.
Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski are both looking good now. Now that we have three races to go and can only get three winners, and we have four spots. So, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, they are both. I would say they're both in. They're both going to get in.
On points alone, being where they are on above the cut line. I would say they're in.
Right, I'm going to say that with the races that are left, you still can't rule out Allmendinger. You've got two road course races left.
You can't rule out the whole bottom three that are still, like, if you go Asia, Allmendinger, Suarez, and McDowell, those three alone scream road course racing.
Yes.
Hell,
that's true.
Daniel won on a road course. Michael McDowell has been top 10, top 5 in road courses all year long. AJ has dominated them in the past. I don't know, though. The 16 is, mechanically struggling. I don't know. There's some shit going on with that. So that could be a downfall. We're going to hit Daytona. Who won Daytona? Michael McDowell has won Daytona. I'm just saying.
Ricky Stenhouse got the win at Daytona this year. So
he's lucky he got a win because he would be one of those ones. He's barely in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If he didn't have a win, he would be 16, I think.
Yeah, he'd be in on points right now. But, yeah, he's towards the bottom of the top 16. So you got Harvick and Keselowski both in above the cut line solidly right now. Bubba Wallace is above the cut line by 58 points. He looks like he could get in unless we have three different winners in the last three races.
And
he will be out. And again, with the races that are left, you can't count out anybody below that cut line, because of the races that are left, anybody below the cut line has just as much of a chance to win, as anyone. So there are quite a few guys. I would say Kevin Harvick is probably the only guy who
he's
is
the safest bet right
sleeping
now on points.
Kevin Harvick is the only one sleeping at night right now. After Michigan, he will be able to sleep soundly the rest of the regular season because he is in of the non-winning drivers. He's the top non-winning driver, so he is in. I would say he is clinched.
I would say he's pretty close to being clinched. I don't know what could change. Well, I guess 3 DNFs could change, but
not 180 point. He's 180 above the cut line.
Yeah. Well, all that could happen is he get a DNF and one of the guys below the cut line wins. That can drastically change it.
I guess. Yeah.
But
I guess if Brad has a good race, Harvick has a bad race, and a couple people get wins.
I think Harvick would be the one in on points before. Well, so here's my prediction. My prediction is Michael McDowell will be in by the end of Daytona. Michael McDowell will be in the playoffs, and Ty Gibbs will be out. And I think it's going to come down to whether or not Daniel Suarez can prevail. He had, a bounce back to this week today. I'm not sure because I couldn't watch. I was at work, so I have no idea what the hell happened. I saw what you sent me. That was about as much of the race as I got.
That was
today.
All I saw. I didn't even know that the race was running because I checked the NASCAR app, and they weren't live. So I was like, oh, it must be raining. It must still be raining. They must not be racing. And then I finally checked Twitter, and all the race is over. I'm like, oh, sweet. Okay.
Anymore.
Whatever.
So, and then,
X.
I know. I'm just messing with you. I don't think Bubba Wallace makes it in. I think both Toyota drivers will
be out.
Not. I'm for sure banking on Michael McDowell going in. These next three races just scream good vibes for Michael McDowell. He's had a phenomenal season. There's no reason he shouldn't be in the playoffs. I mean, he's had, what, one DNF, I think? Maybe? I think it was one.
Michael McDowell?
So
yeah, he's only got one.
Yeah.
He's
so,
only got one,
I mean,
yeah.
He's doing pretty decent in that. He just needs to pull out, either get a win at the road course or a win at Daytona and really secure yourself. Don't bank on Daytona. That's the one thing I hate, and that's what one thing these drivers need to really think about and have to the forefront. You cannot bank on Daytona for nothing. Nothing.
You can't, but in Michael McDowell's case, if he survives the next two...
If he survives.
If he survives the next 2 weeks, let's say he has two top tens at Indy and Watkins Glen, and he goes into Daytona either like a point below or just in above the cut line. All he has to do is survive, have a good Daytona, and be top 10 at the finish. I think three top 10s, Michael McDowell is in the playoffs.
But you know what you just said? Two words that don't go together in a sentence. Survive and Daytona.
It can happen. You can do it.
Yeah, but there's going to be so much utter carnage. That's why they put Daytona as the last race before the chase. And it's so stupid. And I hate seeing so many torn up race cars because of stupid shit. But it's going to happen. We're going to see it. Somebody's going to be told. I don't know.
Shout out to Matt Stroll, who's tuned in tonight. He commented that he's listening tonight. So he says go left. He says all you gotta do is go left. So thank you.
Yeah,
for,
until you gotta go right.
Thank you. Thank you for your racing wisdom, Matt. I don't think these guys would have done it without that. Yes, I work with Matt. Yes.
I must start meeting these people so I can have more fun. More ammunition against you. That's my life's ambition.
So
to torture you.
Of the next two.
I do it
two,
so well.
I'm going with Allmendinger next week. I'm already putting it out there. I'm taking AJ at Indy.
Why? Because we're going to Indy.
Yep, I'm taking AJ at Indy.
Yeah, that's such a safe pick, Pete. Way to be ambitious there.
I'm
God.
Going for the wins. Lord. I got to get some wins. I gotta.
You're going
I've
for
only
safety.
Got...
And what happened? You know, he hasn't been that great the last couple weeks. You're really going to bank on somebody that's been... He literally, I don't even think he wants to race right now. He's waiting on his pregnant wife to give birth. He kept talking about it yesterday.
Well, he better be.
He's not there.
He
is not mentally prepared for these races.
He will be for this one. He'll be there for this one. He likes Indy.
Better be.
This Indy road course was designed with AJ in mind. And I need some more wins. I've only got one. We're going into the playoffs, and I've only got one win. In fact, I'll tell you who my next two picks are. I'll tell you who my Watkins Glen pick is. I don't even need to. You already know who I'm picking for Watkins Glen.
You're going to pick Chase Elliott.
Yes, I am.
And he's not going to – yeah, but if you
yes,
pick Chase Elliott, you do realize that'll screw up your whole – that you had going on.
Chase Elliott is going
Michael
to
McDowell
win.
Michael McDowell can't get in if Chase Elliott wins.
If Michael McDowell – he could. If Allmendinger –
how is that
going to
happen?
Elliott get wins this week, and then let's say
– oh, my God, it's going to put Brad out.
Let's say Kyle Larson wins Daytona. That would
oh,
be two – that would be two non-winning points drivers. Well, Michael, I'm sorry, McDowell, then he just better win if he wants to get in.
That's the whole thing. If you take – yeah, so you didn't have logic there. I just proved my point. You're going to pick two drivers outside the playoffs to win the next two races, which is AJ and Elliott, which will bump Bubba Wallace and Ty Gibbs out. So the only option is McDowell would have to win Daytona. It would knock Brad out.
Well, then that's too bad. Listen,
no,
I'm pulling for McDowell. I hope McDowell makes the playoffs, but I'm going for my own wins right now for our league.
I don't think Chase Elliott wins.
Well,
this is
I'm
a
not...
shit year for Hendrick, just saying. If
well,
Michigan was any indication of it.
We've looked at the bottom of the playoffs and the bottom of
the
standings.
That's the only spot we need to look at. Who cares about the top?
Well, let's look from the top down. We've got Martin Truex
Jr.
That's
because your favorite driver is sitting in first.
He's first. We're going by playoff rankings. So you got Truex first, William Byron second, Denny Hamlin third, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, Chris Buescher, Chris Buescher now is eighth in the playoffs with his two wins. Tyler Reddick and Ryan Blaney is your top 10. From there you got Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Bubba Wallace, and Ty Gibbs. That's your top 16 in the playoffs right now, which is also your top 16.
Did Joey Logano get me any points this week?
Joey Logano finished 14th. He got 27 points.
God, what a freaking nerd. The one weekend I pick him, he runs like shit.
So, Truex got the most points this weekend. Even if somebody would have picked Buescher, Truex still outscored Buescher. So it's pretty much it's without
that's
getting
he had the
any
stage wins.
Without
that way
getting
you folks understand.
Yeah, without getting playoff bonus points, if you took Truex this weekend, you made out on points. You just didn't get your five playoff bonus points. But yeah, Truex scored the most with 55 points this weekend, which I believe there were a few that went with Truex.
Oh, yeah.
Tasha was one of them. Tasha went with Truex.
She still gets
Timmy,
more points.
Timmy went with Truex.
I
yeah,
mean,
but she didn't get that playoff win. And
yeah,
Charlie,
but let's just not tell, you know, it's Charlie funny because I like seeing Jeremy sweat.
Charlie has gone Truex for like the last 10 weeks. He went Keselowski this week.
I think he's the only knowing him. I feel like, yeah. See, Charlie got screwed the one week he doesn't take Truex.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
What a shame for Charlie.
Oh, well. 7 points. 7 points. Not going to, I mean, at this point, 7, 10 points is not going to help anything because frickin' Tristan is just,
Oh, Tristan needs to come to this side of the pond.
He's on, he lives here. He works with me.
I know, but you guys need to come to this side of the pond. You can come to Florida.
No. Too many bugs down
Whatever.
There. Thanks again to Mastrel for tuning in. Appreciate the shout out that you gave me, buddy, that you were listening. Enjoy.
Where was the shout out? I didn't see it.
Message,
I don't believe it.
On Messenger. He sent me a message on Messenger. If you guys tune in and you message me or Christina, just say, hey, we're listening, and we'll give you a shout-out on the air. Or if you want to call in and say hi or talk whatever we're talking about. If you want to talk NASCAR, tune in. Call in. Number is 657.
Or tell me your penalty box pick.
Yeah, we've got that coming up here in just a couple minutes. 657-383-1903, the number to call. I put the number is also in the post with the link for the show. So you can click on that and call in. It's free to call in. So if you want to get on the show, you can do that as well. So
can we talk about the most exciting thing that happened in NASCAR this week?
Yeah, if you want to do that and then let me know.
SPG's back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You tried to tease it at the beginning of the show. That's right, SVG.
Yes. God,
I told you
what's
what.
Wrong
I
with
told you?
You
to stand by. You were getting ahead
you
of
did.
Us.
You did. You tell me this every week. I feel
so,
like you should be used to my.
Speaking of Australians, SVG.
Yeah.
What's the news, Christina? Tell us.
Okay, so we got SVGs all over the place. I don't know how much SGV I can stand, SVG I can stand, but I would wrap my arms around it. So anyway, so okay, so he will be in a truck, by the way. How crazy is that? It's race week for SVG in the truck. He's joining Nice Motorsports at WWEX Racing. So this is going to be fun. So obviously, you know, Worldwide Express has been his sponsor. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what he does in that truck. At least tall as shit. Putting him in a truck is going to be interesting to see. So, yeah, we have that. SVG in a truck. And then SVG is coming back to Project 91. How cool. I'm so for this. Are you for this? Are you excited for this?
I'm always excited when new guys come into NASCAR.
He could steal a win, and that will help everybody below the cut line.
If he wanted to, you know, take the place of Bubba Wallace or Martin Truex Jr. or Joey Logano, I mean, I wouldn't be upset about that either.
Okay. Well, your favorite race car driver announced this weekend he will return for Joe Gibbs Racing in 2024. So Martin Truex is going nowhere. You still have one more year of seeing your best friend, okay? Race. You know, there is talk, though, and rumor that he will be joining, like, full-time for Trackhouse. So I don't know if Trackhouse is going to field a full-time third car. Or is, you know, Suarez contract, like, when it's up, is it up? I'm intrigued. I want to know. We'll see. But I'm glad he's back. I'm so excited. Two more races with the Australian. Sign me up. And your favorite driver got a contract extension.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so tired. We are not talking about Truex anymore. Stop.
Well, can we talk about his little brother?
We'll talk about Ryan if you want.
Little brother?
No.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, there's a possibility that, well, there was talk this week. They started talking.
Ryan's
going to
take,
you know,
Bubba Wallace's place?
Okay, I could get behind that if that was possible. I'm not sure he has enough sponsorship yet for that. But that is what he's working on, to get a full-time Xfinity ride. So we'll see. I mean, it would be great. I would love to see Ryan Truex full-time again. Ryan's got full-on potential. He's very good behind the wheel of a race car. He's won a race.
There's
so,
a dozen drivers that have way more talent and potential than certain people in NASCAR right now. That's what I get pissy about. And it's always, oh, but can they bring sponsorships to... No, okay, yeah, maybe if they do the same...
I know.
...tactics and antics that this person does, I'm sure they could get sponsorships too, but then they would be banned
yeah.
from racing. So, you know what? I'm
you
sick
like,
of it.
Or you like a silly old meme that's literally put
right.
your whole career
right.
in jeopardy.
But we can accuse... 95%
yeah.
of
Stop it.
Race
we're not
fans.
Going there. We're not. Nope. We're not doing it.
All right. Are you
that.
Ready for the penalty
Please.
Box? You ready for the
I've
penalty box?
I've been ready.
All right. Let's.
I was born ready. Let's do it.
Listeners, that is our penalty box sounder, and this is our custom swag sublimation penalty box segment. This is a segment where if you have little kids in the room, you either want to put earmuffs on them or kick them out of the room, because this is where the show gets spicier than talking dirty. Christina will now throw this week's weekend's sports knucklehead in the custom swag penalty box, where they will serve their 1 week suspension. Christina, the floor is all yours.
Or your lifetime ban. I mean, it goes either way. So I guess y'all don't take me seriously when I tell you to get your picks in. I mean, I did call y'all a bunch of bitches. So, I mean, touche. I feel like Tristan waits for me to make the post every week because he's always the first person to make a comment. So Tristan's penalty box pick is Hendrick Motorsports, considering they only have one driver finish Michigan. I mean, I'm okay with only one of them finishing the race. I mean, right now Hendrick is not at the top of my priority list. So, but okay, that's his pick. Jeremy's pick. What the hell is this guy's first name again? Is it Tim?
Tim.
Is it, well, yeah, Tim. Tim Anderson, which I have to agree. Tim Anderson could sit in the penalty box. That was the weakest version of a fight I've ever seen in my life. I've seen better fights in baseball, too, by the way. I literally was at a baseball game where a fight broke out, and it was way better than whatever the hell that was. I don't even know if that was a fight. I don't want to call that a fight. That's a disgrace to fighting in Major League Sports. I said I wasn't going to go there. I just want to... No, let me do the other pick first. Nope. And then, for the fan league vote, and my vote, Jeremy is going to sit in the penalty box.
Oh! Snap.
Y'all knew this was coming. You know, you steered your wife away from getting a win. Damn. Tasha, I'll help you hide the body. It's okay. But, mind you, it's all fun. Jeremy's only sitting in there because, like, literally, if you look at the league status, it tells you. She made the choice. It was either Truex or Buescher. He says I'd say Truex, but Buescher drives a fourth. Well, I mean, you said Truex, so she did get the most points, but she didn't get the win, which is what we're all working on. Because once it doesn't matter how many points you have once the playoffs start. That's the whole thing. The win's what counts, and Jeremy screwed her out of a win. Damn,
Jeremy.
Way to go, Jeremy. And then I just have – I will. Do I do it?
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
This makes my blood boil.
I know.
But, yeah, so that's – it's a mild penalty box this week. I just – I mean, I have 25 minutes. I could do it, but no, I'm not going to do it. I just feel like it's going to add badly if I do it. So I'm not going to do it. But, yeah. So those are the picks for the penalty box. It's just that Jeremy gets the win this week. He is in the penalty box for screwing Tasha out of a win. Man, that's rough. He's got to live with her, and I threw him in the penalty box. Oh,
poor
man.
Guy.
What a rough go.
Poor Jeremy.
Yeah, that's rough.
Poor Jeremy.
But,
oh, well.
No, not per. He'll live. He'll be all right. It's only 1 week. He'll survive.
I got to get on getting the regular season Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR Pick'em League regular season points champion trophy ready. I'm a little behind on that.
We got 3 weeks left, Pete.
That was a good penalty box. I like that. I got some feedback from Matt. He gave us some feedback. He was a first time listener, by the way. He tuned in tonight.
Hates me. It's okay. Everybody hates me.
No. He tuned in. He gave some feedback. He said, we sound good. He said, this is him. He says, no bullshit sounds like every other sports radio show he's listened to. He said, good job. Sounded good. So thank you for that feedback. Strolly, appreciate it. Again, real quick, I'm not trying to cut Christine off, but real quick, again, I always post the Barbasol Shea phone number in the post that has the link that you can listen to the show to. That number is the same every week. So you can save it in your phone, or you can, I think you can click the number there on the link on the post. I'm not sure. If not, just punch in 657-383-1903. That puts you on the show. Obviously,
I have one more.
Dang. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't know why it just dawned on me. But no, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. I've worked very hard to try to get us on a network where it doesn't sound like bullshit all the time. I mean, I really have tried. So this is going to throw it to the Xfinity series. Because I didn't get to watch the race. Like, really, I saw some clips and highlights. I finally did something for myself. You know, a little pampering of my own. I got my hair cut, you know, this weekend. But I am going to throw Ty Gibbs in the penalty box. I don't know where his holier-than-now bullshit comes from. I don't get it. I don't understand. Maybe it is what it is. But, I mean, wrecking somebody on pit road and all but seeing that car hit crew guys pisses me off more than a lot of things in life. I don't know. I think it's just because I saw the replay for the second, like, just now on Twitter again. But that to me is some bullshit. I don't know what happened in context between him and the 7, but he hit the 7 on pit road. And I don't know how, by the grace of God, thank God, I don't know what happened. I don't know if Justin Allgaier has some serious good reflexes with how short he is, but he literally missed hitting an entire crew that was getting ready to pit their car. I don't understand it. It's just some utter bullshit that we keep having to go through this and people doing stupid shit on pit road. There's more than just your life out there. I have friends that do the whole pit crew thing. So maybe I take it, like, a lot more serious. I don't know. Personal, I don't know. Maybe that can be very true because I had a, you know, we all know Chuck, and Chuck got destroyed by a race car. I mean, Kevin Harvick broke his back, for the love of God. I mean, when he hit him on pit road. But there's no place for that. I just don't understand. But whatever. He's not going to get in trouble. Why would he? He's fucking prize child. But yeah, so that was it. That was my other one. See? No, it wasn't mild anymore. Okay, we're good now. I feel better. It was too mild for me. It was way too mild for me. So no, I feel better. Can we?
Okay.
You want to do the good, whatever the ballsiest? Whatever the good one is.
You got the ballsiest.
Yeah, you want to do that one?
Sure.
I do actually. I got two, actually. Two. Well, one being Sam Mayer, because Sam Mayer not only won at his home track at Wisconsin, kudos to him, young boy making his dreams come true. He followed it up with a top five at Michigan. So that's my Xfinity's ballsiest one. He did great. That was great, especially for Junior Motorsports, which it has not been having, you know, the greatest of races, minus what Sam Mayer's been able to do. And then it's going to be Chris Buescher because, let's just say it, RFK and Chris Buescher came out of nowhere. He was, like, swinging some big D, big
Definitely.
D momentum. Like, I don't know. That's – I'm just saying. They could be a contender.
They could be.
In all seriousness, they could. So kudos to both those guys getting momentum and a win and all that. You know, that's great. Momentum. That's great confidence boost. Those guys, and Sam Mayer and Chris Buescher have both have talent to win. You know, Sam Mayer's just really young and has done some dumb stuff, but I mean, he's young. That's what he's meant to do.
And the reason, like, RFK's been good all year. Like, you've seen Brad Keselowski. Like, he's been strong all year. Let's see standings here. He's got 10 top 10s. Chris Buescher has 10 top 10s. So as an organization of 23 races, they each have 10 top 10s. So that's
great.
And they each have 5 top 5s.
That's crazy. The only difference is one has 2 wins and the other one doesn't have any.
Yes, and Chris Buescher only has 1 DNF. Brad Keselowski has 2, but stage wins, Buescher has 1, Brad Keselowski has 3. So they've been there for the stages. They've been strong all year. I thought Keselowski would get a win before Buescher, but good for Buescher. What I'm trying to say is since they've been strong all year, but to get your wins at this point of the season is huge momentum into the playoffs. Because you think about Ricky Stenhouse Jr., okay, he got his win at Daytona. He's gone 23 races now since that win, and he's 15th in points. So he's slid down the points. But flip side of that, you've got Chris Buescher now, 2 wins in a row and 3 races from the playoffs. That is huge momentum. Even though we're still 3 races from the playoffs, that is still big momentum and big, huge confidence boost for that team this close to the playoffs. Because, like I said, you've got teams like Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch. When's the last time these guys have been the victory lane now, not saying that those guys are going to falter and that Chris Buescher is going to do better, but a team like Chris Buescher getting 2 wins back-to-back this close to the playoffs is huge momentum for somebody like that who, not being mean, but somebody like Chris Buescher who is not a perennial playoff powerhouse. This is big time. This is big time for them, and it's going to give them huge confidence and huge momentum when we do make the playoffs because these 2 wins is still going to be fresh in that team's mind and they're still going to be confident that, hey, we can do this. Well, we did it at a short track, and the next week we followed it up basically at a super speedway. And that's what you've got to win on in the playoffs, because that's what the playoffs is, short tracks and super speedways. So big time confidence and momentum going into playoffs there. You're 100% right about that.
That's the thing. Both these guys have found momentum at the perfect time of the year with only a couple races left in the regular season, and then you're going to finally hit that, you know, bam, I'm there. It's there. It's nothing but smooth sailing, and that's what they need. As long as these guys can keep doing it, and that's it.
And this isn't just momentum and confidence boosters for Chris Buescher. This is RFK wide. Like even Brad Keselowski and his team, they've got to feel that as well, knowing that, hey, look at what our teammates doing. We've got the same equipment. We've got the same driver. I mean, we can do this too. If Brad Keselowski could go out and get a win within the next three races, or even win Daytona, and RFK could have three wins out of the last five races of the regular season, that would be, you would almost have to make the 17 and the 6 odds on favorites for a championship, because they would have so much confidence going into the playoffs, they could be dangerous.
Oh, 100%. I don't know. There's a lot that can happen, and I mean, I think both these guys picked the right time. I mean, not that they had a choice, you know, they just had great racing happen.
Yeah.
Like, and what they needed, and that's what it is. And hopefully we'll see if who can do it. Who will be riding that wave? And right now, those two guys are riding the biggest waves they possibly could ride. And then you've got other guys that have literally had the shittiest of luck. I mean, that's all there is to it. There's a lot out there that people are having crap luck. Brandon Jones has had the worst luck of anybody this year in the Xfinity Series. It's literally terrible. He took over for Noah Gregson, and I just think it was a bad decision. Got to stay off the subject. I really do. So, it's just crazy.
Who else had a good run yesterday? And I told you to watch out. Now, he didn't. He started up front for a restart, I think, after a stage or something, but he didn't end up actually technically leading a lap. But Eric Jones with a top 10 finish yesterday at Michigan. I told you guys last week.
I don't
week,
care about watch, legacy.
Watch out for Eric Jones. He was up front most of the day as
Stop
well.
It.
So Kevin Harvick with a good run yesterday, getting an eighth place finish today. Not yesterday, today. Daniel Suarez with a top six finish today.
Which is good for him, because remember, he did not have he had some – you want to talk about somebody that had really terrible luck the week before? He had the worst luck possible. He finished, like, what, dead last? So that was a rebound. That is that's what has him 5 points outside of the playoffs right now, was today. Michigan is what kept him alive.
And not only a decent finish, he led 12 laps as well.
Yes.
So,
you need.
Right. So good run there for Daniel Suarez. Not good days for Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, William Byron, Josh Berry.
Okay, Kyle Busch had a shit day, and he looked pissed off.
Yes. Yes, he was. Chase Briscoe.
I was waiting for him to bite somebody.
Having a bad day. He doesn't need to have bad days. Tyler Reddick is in the playoffs, so I doubt he really cared that he finished three laps down. A.J. Allmendinger having a mediocre day, finishing a lap down, not what he needs. That close to the playoffs. Michael McDowell, another one, finishing a lap down, having a mediocre to bad day. Austin Dillon was up front for a little bit, led a couple laps, ended up finishing 19th. Corey LaJoie with a top 15. I don't usually like to celebrate guys who finish top 15 or anything like that, but Corey LaJoie just keeps flexing his muscles that he is a damn good driver. And the last couple years, he has been proving it more and more. And I really hope that with the way things have been shifting around with some drivers and teams, I really hope that we see Corey LaJoie in one of the big three within the next few years. So big, good run, good day for Corey LaJoie there. So
Corey LaJoie, he also signed a contract extension.
He did, which good for him. I'm glad to see, though, that he still is getting extensions for the cup side, even, you know.
I just don't think Spire's ever going to let him go. I think, like, Spire has found – and they're getting consistently better. And let's be honest, he's the only driver in the whole freaking field that doesn't have a DNF.
That is crazy.
It's so baffling that he does not have a DNF. And I mean, I'm not saying that because I expect him to have a DNF. I'm only saying that because we have seen some crazy racing and some crazy shit where he probably should have had a DNF. And he has threaded the needle. I've watched it. He threaded the needle on two races this year, which could have caused the DNF, and he made it through. I don't know what Corey LaJoie's got going on. I don't know. Does he got lucky rabbit's feet? I don't know, but good for him. I'm here for it. I hope he gets a win and shuts up all these haters. And we'll be stacking more than pennies, okay?
And you know what? The no DNFs is also big time important for that team, especially these teams that don't have multi-gazillion dollars to dump into their team. You get a driver in there that doesn't wreck the equipment and brings it home all solid in one piece every single week. That is that much more money that you are saving up, and that, you know, halfway through the season, you don't have a DNF. All the quarter panels are still in the car. You can put a big investment into your engine department and make the car even that more competitive, and your driver's going to have top 10 finishes. You start having top 10 finishes, and then what happens, Christina? You have sponsors that get that and see that, and they're like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should jump on this team and put some money, invest some money. Next thing you know, you're in victory lane. So, and they've got the driver to do it. Corey LaJoie can win. I'm 100% confident Corey LaJoie can find victory lane and could get a win. So, I don't know. Maybe he could be the driver to make Spire even better and get that team. Like, look at Chastain and Suarez. Going into the last couple years, would you have ever guessed Trackhouse Racing to be considered one of the top-tier teams in Cup Series? I mean, let's be honest. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
This car, these drivers, this car has turned around a lot of teams that you would have never thought would be doing what they're doing. So, I don't know. We are running out of time, though. So.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I think he is going to have a future, whether it's at Spire or at Hendrick at one point. He may stay at Spire and put that team on the map even more than he already has, which is good for them. He deserves it. They deserve it. They've put their chips in one basket with each other, and so far it has worked out to no end. It's probably one of the best low-budget teams we have seen thrive and make it work in being a low-budget team. Hendrick has passed up on a driver they probably should not have passed up on, Corey LaJoie, and I will still say this to this day. I just don't think there's a driver in that stable that should be there. I'm not going to tell you which one I think it is. I'll let you all stew on it for a week as to which driver you might think I think shouldn't be there. And no, I don't think it's Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson deserves everything he has, and he's worked his ass off for it, and he's where he belongs. He just needs to have other people stop wrecking him. Or, you know, he needs to take his anger out and actually wreck them back instead of being a little bitch about it. But I digress, and that is all I have to say, because if I keep going, I'm going to bring up the topic I don't want to talk about. Well, I want to talk about it, but I can't, because that's going to open a shit storm, and I'm not going to do it today. Man, it's been fun. It's been Monday. But there is a driver, I believe, that's at Hendrick that shouldn't be there. I do believe that.
It doesn't say. Do you know, are they
it's indefinite.
Is Spire Motorsports a – do they get their engines?
It's a charter
like,
team.
Okay, but are they, like, associated with, like, Hendrick or RCR?
Yes. I'm almost 90% sure it's Hendrick. Yeah, it has to be, because Steve Letarte works for Spire. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Okay.
But I believe it was during the playoffs or the race, right before the playoffs started, you know how USA did that thing with NASCAR where they followed drivers on, like, the bubble and playoff drivers and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So Corey was in that. And
okay. They
followed him around at Spire and everything, and I kept watching it because I was intrigued by it. And all of a sudden, we're in a meeting with Spire, and Steve Letarte is there talking about what they need to do to be better. And I'm like, hold the hell up. I was like, first off, if you hear him talk, you can't even tell that he works for them or works with them, because he does not make them – there's no favoritism. Which is what I like. Thank you, Steve Letarte. I like that about you. There's zero favoritism when it comes to him. He has said some dumb shit about certain things, but, you know, he doesn't falter in that aspect. So I believe they do get motors from Hendrick, or they're affiliated with Hendrick, some way, shape, or form. But either way, I still think there's a driver at Hendrick that doesn't deserve to be there. I really don't.
Well, we'll talk about that on another show. But we are out of time.
Everybody can pick who I think it is. And I will let you know next week.
Oh, sounds perfect. Until then, we'll be here the next few Mondays. So,
yes.
Christina, we will catch you next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you all. Have a good week. Enjoy it. Racing is fun.
All right. Catch everybody next Monday right here on the Slicks and Sprinkler Network. Hope you all enjoy the rest of your week. Until next Monday, for Christina, I'm your host, Pete. See ya!